Blog Talk Radio.
Played at high volume.
Smacked out you. My foot is on that neck. I won't allow you. The wolves is
can growl. I know you hear the howls. Don't even speak a vowel of my name, or get this shit be right to fuck about you.
Tell a lot about a nigga by his bitch. Be my guest, look at mine, I'm the shit. I'm hot, my shit bump coast to coast, don't it? I get bread, my watch up.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
All I do is this. Stunt when I want, rock new shit. All I do is this. Niggas new to this. I'm super rich like Russell, nah, Leo. I'm decked out, my bitch smell like Dior. She spoke, she wanted, she can have that. Your bitch cool, but where her Birkin bag at? You can tell a lot about a nigga by his bitch. Be my guest, look at mine, I'm the shit. I'm hot, my shit bump coast to coast, don't it? I get bread, my watch, I blew a loaf on it. Get Corsair in that deck, get smoke for it. Fool, my swag unlimited. So fly, ain't shit I can't buy. Louboutin kicks, my Louboutin bitch. Fresh off the runway, get you one day. Catch me in Milan, tuxedo on. Black James Bond, nigga, I'm a don. I do what I want, when and where I want.
Put your hands up, put them all over my eyes to see. What's up, you know you wanna party with me. Let's fuck, we're wellin' in the place to be. Bitch, we're playing. Put your hands up, put them all over my eyes to see. What's up, you know you wanna party with me. Let's fuck, we're wellin' in the place to be. Nigga, quit playing. Catch me riding solo, purple lady polo. Paparazzi photo, my side bitch in Manolo. It's all about Dodo, my knuckle game like Odo. Trust to get the shooting, but keep that on the Lodo, ayy. Nigga, I ain't really got to talk about it. Me, I get paper, moves I make major. Shoes I rock gator, wingtip player. My style so pure, I'm so couture. I'm down by law, certified B-boy. Hold up, wait a minute, money I'm gon' spend it. But why the fuck would I hustle hard to get it? So many flows, the hoes be on the titty. And when they pop it and lock it, they know I'm with it. Dame lingua, give me some while I hit it. She a star, fresh from PR. Give me more, baby, give me more.
Put your hands up, put them all over my eyes to see. What's up, you know you wanna party with me. Let's fuck, we're wellin' in the place to be. Bitch, quit playing. Put your hands up, put them all over my eyes to see. What's up, you know you wanna party with me. Let's fuck, we're wellin' in the place to be. Nigga, quit playing.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy XL. You're now rocking with Six Man Radio, home on dope contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know my homie Bad C, Six Man all day.
Let's get it again, nigga. Fucked up, right? I know. I know what y'all niggas asking yourself. You gonna ever fall off?
No.
A lot of speculation on the monies I've made, honeys I've slayed. How is he for real? Is that nigga really paid? Hustles I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck, but only a single going gold? Rockefeller shit foe, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charging motherfuckers 11 for a O? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams, harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my road, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in LA with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is, how bad you wanna know? Black. How we do? How we do? 98 Primo remix. and ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing, jiggas still dipping, chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week, find me in the kitchen, still in the game, nigga, hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you, cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do, knowing I'm supposed to style? I'm the hustler's poster child, rock lizards and crocodile, live ironic and whatnot, put all that ice on the face of a watch, just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages, rocks in the air looking like blue lasers, never fool gazes, act cool rages, I smack them with the two aces, Mac double one, nigga I'm troublesome, all I got for chicks, hard dick and bubblegum, flip bricks like Fred Barney rubble in them, it's the Rockefeller clique, what's fucking with them, not a damn thing nigga, we doing our damn thing, black, how we do, come on, sounds so beautiful, don't you agree, baby?
A bad bitch dumping the ashes. Bailey's on nice with big straws. Mongoy boxes gleaming while the twin Glock stuffed in my drawers. Jadakiss Baldy with chicks on me. Bricks on me. French, German murder, Swiss army. You can never stitch on me. I'm too strong. I'm spinning my web. Of course, counter rough places in black alleys. Getting that bread. If I go broke, I sell slabs of soap. Cheap bags of smoke. Told I don't fuck with Tone Low. It's a sad now and then. You connect Salabin. We rallying without that. I play the piano, Luciano on the bass, Mariano on the block with the shades. I'm a grind till my season's great. Still young with them 80s, popping Seattle and fuck all day.
They wonder why I play my piano. You can't deny it if it's in you.
Bling bling, keep me on shine while I make the ching ching. You so precious like a burst of joy. I heard your boy Jacob got the best shit. You so hot, you make me hot, boy. And he got you round the whole watch, boy. And so expensive, but well worth it. I've heard it's a deal of that ransom. It's so ugly when the ice lit. You with me, the feeling is priceless. You so beautiful with you in the role. With something awful what you do to the pros. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. I'm flossing with my girl's best friend. Shining with my girl's best friend. I'm blinding with my girl's best friend.
When I praise them in the sky, shine so bright it'll blind you.
The whole team get the pearls on the ding ding. They see the shine, they eat it up. They see the flood, but they can't see the time. You so sparkly. If you ain't a part of me, it's like the Rockets with no Barkley. You so hard, I'm getting it with no prob. I mean the women give me gold stars.
Oh Lord,
so special, you multifaceted. You can cut glass with it. So brilliant. Go spend a little dough, look like you sold millions. Plus you everlasting and drastically important with sporting your ghetto fashion. You ain't guessing, you ain't listening. If you stay glistening, shake your wrist and just shine with your girl's best friend. Riding, riding with your girl's best friend. Wilding with your girl's best friend. It's D.I. and your girl's best friend.
When I raise them in the sky, shine so bright it'll blind you.
The black elite in the house tonight. Rosewood. I feel like I'm at the NAACP or something right now. Essence Festival. Q-Tip on the beat too. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. They tried to tell me my chain broke the levee. Maybe cause it's flooded. Why you walk around with a baby cross cousin? My teeth already white, y'all gonna make me fall for nothing. My teeth real diamonds, what's the cause of the frontin'? Why y'all got all caps on? Don Cheadle time, get extra black on them. Burn, Hollywood, burn. Take too long for niggas to get their turn. Probably be cremated before I get my urn. They try to tell me that aliens built the pyramids. I swear life's a bitch on a period. For every inch they cut the nose off the sinks, I make my jeweler add a few more links. You can look at me, damn, fuck what nobody think. And my face always looking like somebody stinks. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. Here we go, like we should. Feel the sweat on your face. Here we go, like we should. Feel the sweat on your face. Alright, okay, here we go. Like we should, like we should, like we should. Like for sure. Question. What color was the skin of the man who bared the cross? No matter how many lashes, they couldn't beat it off. How many catches will we see in one lifetime? That's why it's Miles Davis, Kobe, it's Mike time. I keep that gold book on the ottoman and wrote hooks about slaves that were slaughtered in the 1800s. Y'all forget that I got called nigga on Twitter so many times, so I live that. Now I'm just trying to find where to raise my kids at. Cause they don't want niggas next next to where they crib at. Hey, real time, looking for a nice park. 12 noon, she said my family gonna make it too dark. This is the flow that solar eclipses. So hopefully one day that real soul will eclipse the bullshit they got us listening to in its existence. Don't give up now, just a little more persistence. I am the day Ice Cube met Michael Jackson. Keep him away, huh? Something might happen. This is the making of a masterpiece. So we broke out the chains and told a masterpiece. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. My chain heavy, yeah, yeah, my chain heavy. My chain heavy, my chain too heavy. Here we go, like we should. Feel the sweat on your face. Here we go, like we should. Feel the sweat on your face. Alright, okay. Here we go, like we should. Like we should. Like we should. Like we should. Somewhere a super tie, they don't wanna remain average. Somewhere a super tie like a chain in a straight jacket. My chain heavy, stopping that traffic, coppers harassing. The DA attackers want us to change like B.A. Baracus. So no major factor in my decision to be a rapper was rebellion. Being anti-establishment was attracted to a black kid from Brooklyn. Flames got the fans cooking, land of the jukes where the lame 50 chains took it. It ain't looking good for you if you a tourist here. Sometimes a rhyme is on a frequency, the only purist here. A couple rappers try to beef with me, nobody's scared. Niggas are so fucking corny that nobody cares. Why I gotta battle rappers, I debate scholars. Question you, we gotta make sense if it make dollars. Sick visions is living inside of brains. It's like a sadomasochistic addicted to whips and chains. Figuratively, quite literally, clinically insane. Spit flames in the visit the highest flame. Try in vain to ignore it. By the chain, it became devoted. Yeah, they know the eye horse by the horse.
That old ball and chain had me chained up for weeks. So, of course, I'm off the chain as soon as I hit the streets. And now, when we link, she's saying the game's over. I drove her crazy and she became a chain smoker. Now, the new dude, she's saying I could stay over to be a chain. Who goes by the name of Choker? That's what he did when she told him he could play the sofa. So, the chain's on the dorm on the way over. But when I came over, his only response was, well, you must be the owner of a chain of restaurants. Cause I'ma eat your food for that chain that I want. Cause you be running around like you came, ain't the man. So what's up?
Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Bam! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how.
I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up, pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell.
Yeah.
People look at you like you's a user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about the stress filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping old 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G. I got P-A-I-D, that's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, 6 months for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power moves. Glock 19 for casket, flower moves. But Trump's trying to stop my flow, and what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for such a time and he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newport cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York.
Right.
Catch me if you can like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man,
what?
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I have the master plan. I'm in the caravan on my way to Maryland with my man 2 Tech to take over this project.
Yeah.
They call him 2 Tech, he told 2 Tech. And when he drops the bus, he likes to act
that's
who's
right,
next. I got my honey on the amp, Then I got the phone call, it couldn't hit me harder. We got infiltrated, like you know at the Carter. Heard that got murdered in the town I never heard of by some bitch in Alberta over nickel-plated burners. And my bitch, swear to God, she won't snitch. I told her when she hit the brick, to make the hooker rich. Conspiracy, she'll be home in three. Until then, I looked out for the whole family. A true G, that's me, blowing like a bubble in the everyday struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear step knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug jungle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear step knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug jungle.
Alright, hold on, you should see me now. I'm over here pot locking. Wait, hold on.
Oh my god.
Hey, wait, hold on, I'm passing it to you.
Oh no, I just dropped it. Damn it.
Nigga, you can't drop it, man.
I wasn't ready. My arm is out. Okay. Give it to me again.
Hold up. Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sex, that R&B that you love.
That's right.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too, man. I love it too. And I happen to be, my name is Dassy. They also call me Nicholas K. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle.
That would be me. Yes, indeed. We're back in the building another Saturday. Fancy. Yeah. Did not stop us from coming back.
Yeah.
Chilling with y'all once again on a tremendous week, really, I got to say.
Yeah, it has been a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week.
Pretty off the hook. Sandy, come on, Sandy.
You know, it's not even just Sandy, you know. It's like, expect this type of weather, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not a joke, yo. I mean, one of my favorite movies is Day After Tomorrow. I don't know if you be watching it, but I kill this movie
I've seen that.
I kill it all the time. People make fun of me. And when this shit went down this week, they were like, yo, you like, I'm like, told y'all, man. I told you. I said, you think I'll be playing games? I'm on my science shit. It's not a game out here no more.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yo. You should have seen The Darkness. It was out of order.
Shout out to everybody that was affected. You know, God bless, and you know, our prayers are with you.
Definitely, because it was bad. And then there's still people without power. So, you know, our prayers go out to everyone out there. It's gonna be cold tonight. Bundle up, layer it down.
Just
ridiculous right now. So,
yeah.
But we got a crazy show tonight, you know, to go.
Yo, it's so crazy. Jesus. Let me bring the beat back. I gotta bring the beat back. Okay. Hey, wait. Hold on. Wait, you should see me right now, Nick. Hold on. I'm doing a thought crop. Wait. Hold on. Dare me to do a windmill while I'm talking.
No.
Dare me to do it. Y'all can't see me, but y'all can
diagonally.
I'm too old to do that. I'm still bang. Right to the wall.
I know, yo. Shit. All I hear was.
Yeah, Jesus. Like a cartoon. Jesus walk. All right, look. But we do have a great show tonight. On the show, we got Legend, the first MC to ever. The first everything. The first MC
everything.
To ever get a record deal. Major record deal.
Mm-hmm.
First of all. The first MC to ever sell 500,000 records. And that means gold.
That's right.
Right. And the first MC to ever perform overseas. That means outside of the 50 states, ladies.
That's
and
right.
Girls. First
took
MC.
It over the waters.
Good Lord.
Opened it up.
Yes, he did.
Set it off.
Good Lord, good Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to welcome Curtis Blow tonight on the show. He's going to stop by in a minute, in a hot minute, he should be through. Yeah. Later on in the show, another one. It's another honor. He's responsible for Flipmo Squad's
production-wise.
He's also DJ for EPMD. You know,
turntable
champion. Yo, crazy. Jesus, I'm gonna get into a set of a bunch of the records that he produced that y'all might even know later, later on in the show when we bring him on. But ladies and gentlemen, the legendary DJ Scratch.
Oh man,
building later on in the show.
Crazy show.
Ah man, it's off the hook. It's off the hook.
It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be sick. So, I mean, we know we had a crazy week. We're gonna bring you an amazing show.
Yeah.
It's gonna be off the hook. Might as well start it off that way. And now when I'm slam, I'm crazy. Lots of things happened to this week, you know, like celebrity wise. I don't know if you ready to talk about that, Steve, but you know
what happened?
Well, your man CeeLo got, you know, got a little. He didn't get charged or nothing, but, you know, somebody's accusing him of, giving her a little ecstasy, drugging her out. And next thing you know, she just woke up butt naked next to CeeLo. I'm like, I don't know about that. And then she said she recorded the conversation. Oh, you recorded the conversation, boo?
Wow.
Recorded it? Why were you recording your conversation with CeeLo?
First of all, right? Yeah. I'm fishy about that in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and now, it is what it is. That happened, and then your man Floyd and 50 allegedly throwing insults at each other. Allegedly, I don't know. It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think that's a publicity thing or no?
You know what's bad is that we keep asking that question all the time. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that it's not. You know, I'm hoping maybe that it is. I don't want no beef between two black men, but. You know, people bump heads when it comes to money and dough. They see it one way, and some people see it the other way, you know? So it could have went down like that. They were tight, and, you know, they didn't bond over just because they was boys from back in the day. They bonded because they doing it big, both of them, you know?
Right.
So if, you know, somebody coming to you with some business, and you're like, nah, son, I'm not with that. You're crazy, and you feel insulted, maybe. Maybe that is going down. I don't know. Big egos.
Yeah.
Two big gigantic egos there. You know,
two strong
black men. So you never know. But no matter what, you guys, you're doing it big. There's no need to beef. You're doing
at
it
all.
At all. You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad at nothing out there. Why be mad? Everything should be good. Your spirit should be ridiculously fabulous. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Shout out to both of them, though. I ain't on nobody's side on that one. I love them both.
Both of them. Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely. It's been a crazy week. It's definitely been off the hook. Shout out to both of them, too, man. Just chill out. I don't know if it's publicity or not. If it is, it's working. If it's not, it's still working.
Right.
So, you know.
it's working, no matter what.
We in the building. Yo. Curtis Blow is on the way. What we're going to do, we're going to jump into a couple of his joints.
Oh, man, what you going to play first? What you going to play first?
We played a bit of the King Holiday joint earlier.
Okay.
That was actually a mistake. I
didn't
mean to do that. You know what
I'm
saying?
You didn't mean to do that?
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to hit the button for the new intro. Yeah, and then I hit something else. I'm gonna play it anyway. I'll play the new intro again.
Well, you know, just a little bit of since you did play it. I mean, do they know that he produced that?
That he helped put that together.
My nigga Vest.
Shout out to him. My nigga Vest. You know, he does a lot of production for me. You know, he produced 96% of the Side Eye mixtape that we put out, you know, the legendary Side Eye mixtape. So, you know, shout to him. That's my nigga.
All right.
He's probably somewhere not making the beat and not answering the phone. Yeah, he's okay. One of the man. Producers, they're quirky, man. They're real quirky. Shout out to him, man.
I think artists in general, Seed, are just like real quirky people. They're different kind of people. And that's the way it is.
I agree.
You know? It is what it is. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm pot locking.
Get it.
What? Hey, wait. Pass it back. So, Nate, come on, man.
I'm popping off my chest. What?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Six Man Radio. We're losing our minds. That little cabin fever. So, we're mad excited to be on the show and come to you live Saturday night in New York. You know?
Yeah.
So, we're about to hit them with Steve. You know,
we're gonna jump into set up for the Curly Blow joint. We're gonna get into, I ain't even gonna tell y'all. Let's just get into Six Man Radio.
Everybody, if you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Everybody, if you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
I keep on. Somebody scream. Break down.
Sire the Kid, the Yurtman himself, and I'm here stamping Six Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, your bum sauce, baby. Yurt.
This should be played at high volume.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What's up, Nate?
Well, Seed, all I have to say is that on the line is a pioneer.
Uh-huh.
Legend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just a man almost who really, really, really started it for me anyway.
The first
who we
everything.
Got on the line, Seed?
Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow?
Curtis Blow. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on, everybody?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Listen, it goes without saying that it's an honor to have you on the line right now.
It does, you know.
My mother even said shout to you. You know, to let you know what's up. For those that don't know, Curtis Blow is the first everything, man. Like, let's take it back. The first rapper to ever get a major record deal.
That's right.
The first rapper to perform overseas. The first rapper to go gold. Mm-hmm. Like, this is big. Like, everything that you guys are doing right now, there was a first. And he's on the line right now, man. Well, how did it all start? Because I know that I did the background, and you know, Run was pretty much under you. Curtis Blow. Hello?
All right. It was all a blessing, man. I mean, you know, just being the right place at the right time, and you know, being there in the early days when hip hop first started, when it was just like a thing we was doing for fun out on the streets, man. That's mm-hmm. it. Just to pass the time away. It was, wow, just I'm honored, man, for you guys to even mention those things, and I'm just blessed. I'm blessed, you know. It's all God. That's all I can say.
All day, yeah. But did you know that at that time, at that point in time, I mean, hip-hop was so fresh. It was the voice of the youth at the time. It represented us in the cities. You know, a lot of the corporate America and just the world period, they weren't really ready for it. It looked right. at like it was rebellious and this, that, and the third. But did you know that it would get to the point that it's at now? Did you have that in the back of your head, or were you just going with the flow? Did you have any idea?
I always thought it was something special, you know, something dear in my heart, and I definitely banked on it and based my whole career around hip hop, and you know, it became everything in my life, you know. And I always had the vision that it was something that was really, really special, definitely.
Right.
But when the 80s turned around, you know, we started making records and we started becoming international, and you know, I started traveling, going to places in Europe and over in Canada and South America. It was just, you know, I got to see the world and how everybody had embraced the thing. That's when I knew, actually, oh, this is something really special.
That it was really big. And I mean, like, even like the first gold plaque for hip hop. I mean, all these things that you know, that really, like, really jumped off when you started and came into the game, and how did you even meet Russell? Like, how did that all start? That's really where we want to begin. Like, how did that even connect? And then, I mean, not only that, people, but you know, Run DMC was under Curtis Blow as son of Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow
son of
a
Curtis
fabulous, fabulous producer that's done hits for the Fat Boys and Run DMC, Renee and Angela, not to mention King Holiday. I can never leave out King Holiday, which was super, super huge. I mean, just historic history on the line. We're so excited. We don't even know where to start.
Where to start.
Right. So let's tell us about how you met Russell and how it really got started, because we really want to start from that point.
Oh, okay. Well, Russell and I, we met in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was a couple of years older than him, and I, when I got there as a freshman, I think he was a junior or something. And mm-hmm. he was already involved with the in crowd at the college. You know, he knew all the DJs and all the cats in communications, all the party cats. You know.
Yeah.
And that was my whole thing. I wanted to become a DJ, so I majored in communications. When I met him, we had already worked it out where he was going to introduce me to everybody, and he did, and I became a part of, we became like this crew, the College Force and Disco or something like that, City College Force, that was our name. So there's a group of about 20 of us. I mean, we just go to all the clubs and promote, and I was the DJ for that crew. So Russell and I learned in communications that the way you make it in communications is, you know, if you want to make it in the big city, you go out to the outskirts of the city and to the boondocks and create a track record for yourself, get some experience, a track record. Then you can come back and say, look, will you give me a job here, you know, at the big number one radio station? You know, hey, can you give me a job? I got a track record here. I'm number one here. I'm number one here. You know, what can you do for me? So I went to Russell. I said, man, we need to open up a club out your in your hood. Because he lives in, out in Hollis, Queens. You know, me being from Manhattan, from Harlem, you know, it was all the competition was in Manhattan. So I said, man, we need to open a club out your area. So we did that. We opened up the Night Fever Disco, and I played there for about 2 years. And, you know, with the hype and propaganda and you know, just hype, we promoted Curtis Blow as the number one DJ in Queens.
Wow.
So Russell and I, we started promoting parties and giving parties in Manhattan. And, you know, we had the Queens Connect. It was the Harlem and Queens Connect. And our parties were very, very successful. And this is how hip-hop flourished around New York City in the five boroughs, Queens, Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. It's because of the local promoters would hire DJs, rappers, MCs, and DJs to come and do like a night DJing at a party. And your DJ was like a local band. So that's how we got popular. We were giving those kind of parties. We would have 1,000 kids at our party, you know, 1,500, 500 people come out at a given event, and we gave them every month. So we became like the top club promoters in New York. And this is this is a couple of years before I made my Christmas rap.
Right.
So while we were doing this, this was in the 70s, and I met Russell, I guess, about 77, 78, and then my first record, I got the record deal in 1979.
With Mercury, right?
Yes, I was the first artist signed to a major label, and that's because of the work that I did with City College Force and Russell Simmons and being a part of that whole thing.
Wow.
Sorry. That's how it happened. And then, Russell introduced me to the guys who became my producers, and they wanted to do a record. Russell convinced them to use me over the other MCs that were at this big event that we gave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we had Grandmaster Flash. Well, Flash was my DJ at that time.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, people like Eddie Chiba, Lupo Starsky come out to this event.
Mm-hmm.
And producers came out and checked out the talent and decided to use me over all the rest of the cats. And that's how I got my record deal. And I tried to get Black to come with me. He said, no, I'm going to stay with the Furious Five. I said, okay.
That's incredible. Hi, you stay with them.
I wasn't mad at him. And then I actually made Russell my manager because he was the one who convinced the producers to use me over Eddie Chiba, who was like, he was like DJ Hollywood. Those are the top cats in New York at that time. And I was just up and coming. I was still Queens number one, but, you know, I was a college student and Russell convinced them to use me over those cats. So in turn, I got the record deal. My producers got the record deal, and then I went and got Russell and made him my manager.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy because I want to talk about the record, The Breaks, real quick, because I just remember being a young guy and my mom was playing The Breaks. And, you know, when you're a kid, you hear a song, you know it's hot, but you don't really understand what they're saying. As a 37-year-old man, when I listen to The Breaks now, it's so relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you know what I mean? Because now it's to the point where I'm actually, if I haven't went through what you was talking about, I know someone who has. Like, it's just so relevant. And I want to thank you for the timeless music, brother,
yes.
Because it's like people aren't doing that, and this is the perfect segue. I'm very interested to know, what do you think about how the game is now, where it's going now? Are you disappointed in hip hop? Are you proud of hip hop, or is it a mixture of the two?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a mixture of the two. You know, depending upon the time of day and what's going on in my life, I'll be on one end of the coin or the other. So, you know, there's a balance of feelings when it comes to hip hop, for sure. You know, being one of the eldest spokesmen of hip hop, I want to, you know, definitely keep it on a positive note and say that, you know, hip hop is incredible. I've spent all my life in this thing, and I've seen it grow into a $6 billion a year industry.
Right.
You know, you got cats rapping all over. We got mad flavor, mad style from the Dirty South to the West Coast to the Midwest, with Kanye over in Chicago and Common and Nelly in St. Louis and traditional New York, East Coast. I mean, but you know, the most incredible thing about hip hop of today is that when we first started rapping, we were all rapping in English.
Right.
I had cats over in Europe come, yo, oh, Curtis Blow, hey, they come up to me, I learned how to speak English from learning your song, days off the break, you know.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's incredible.
Some incredible stuff. So, but now you go outside of America and you go to Germany, they rap in German.
Right.
Yeah.
You go to Spain, they rap in Spanish. You go to Japan, they rap in Japanese, and on and on and on. So the countries have accepted hip-hop in the early days and embraced it, you know, and now they rap in their own languages, their own, you know, cats are rapping in their native tongue. And they're the big top pop artists of today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
that's incredible to me.
That is incredible, and you know, we have to say it again. Like, you kind of were the catalyst for that. You like, do you feel as if you were the catalist for everything that hip hop has given us now? Because I mean, because that's how we see it. As you know, and you were like 20 years old, 79. I mean, like, Seed and I were talking about it. Seed was 4. I was 9. So, right, so I was listening to you and Sugar Hill Gang and Finesse and Sequence and all these groups that were out and how they were saying, you know, this is just a fad, but it kept growing even stronger and stronger and stronger. So, I mean, do you feel like you're the catalyst for it, or do you like, no, I don't want to give it myself?
Well,
that,
you know, I definitely was a part of it all, and but there are a lot of other guys that, you know, that were there as well. You know, gotta give a shout out to people like Fool Herc and
Right.
Bambada, Grandmaster Flash, DJ Hollywood, Eddie Cheever, Love Bug Starseed, the Furious Five, the Funky Four, the Treacherous Three. You know, the Crash Crew, the Fantastic Five, so many rap people around during those days.
in those days, exactly. And it was, they were, it was all fresh, you know. So, you know, I don't want to keep saying how we just honored. And I just want to say Crush Groove as well. Crush Groove! This is just such a pivotal part of our lives. And just like how we've grown to love hip hop, and all the songs and the things that you were involved with were major parts of this. So, you know, what I want to get into now is, of course, all about, you know, the hip hop church that you started. Can you touch on that and give the people more information about this that you're doing now with the hip hop church?
Well, the hip hop church is basically a format for any church. That's why we're non-denominationalist. Mm-hmm. We partner up with the Baptists and over in Philly, and there's the Lutherans out in L.A. and the Pentecost and the AME Zion Church, of course, over in New York.
Wow.
But
okay.
basically it's set up like any church Sunday, a given church service that you would go to on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our processional, and we have our opening prayer. There's a sermon, an altar call, you know, offering, and your recessional, basically.
Because yeah, you're a minister. You're a minister now.
Yes, Correct. Yes. We do it with a hip-hop flair. You know, we'll have turntables, a DJ in the church, you know, cutting up.
Really?
And there's no real dress code.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can wear your jeans, your sneakers. God isn't concerned about what you have on your back, but he's concerned about what's in your heart. So...
Right.
Our motto is come as you are.
Right.
You know, the choir is a little more funkier, energetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hip hop with the rappers, a lot of gospel rap, of course, gospel rap,
right.
Holy hip hop,
right.
Christian rap.
Right.
And the sermon has a little more swagger too. We call it, you know, a gospel swagger. You know what I mean? You'll hear sermons like the preacher will preach sermons like, you know, it ain't all about the Benjamins, you know what I mean? Or
right.
Or holla at your boy. meaning holla at Jesus, you know. He'll holla at Jesus, he'll holla back.
I wanna thank you for that.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay.
I gotta thank you for that because I have a personal issue. And it's you know, I have a great relationship with God. You know what I mean? I love God. I wake up every morning and thank him for everything. My relationship with him is dynamic. However, my situation is with the actual church. I grew up in the church. You know, we were in the gospel fests and stuff like that and with the choirs and stuff like that. But what I started to see from young, as we were traveling to different churches, was that I knew that the Bible said, come as you are. I knew this, but I could never wrap my mind around why everybody in there is so busy talking about everybody else instead of coming to get the word of God. It never, it just perplexed me, and it still happens to this day. It's a fashion show. Who's sleeping with this one? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? So, for me personally, I've been turned off of actually walking into the church to serve God myself. I feel like, look, church is where you make it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Church could be, you could be in Walmart and have church. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I want to thank you for even putting together a church like that, you know, where that would actually feel like home. You know, I wish it was in New York. I'd be there. You know what I mean? I'll be there.
Where is the church?
We have several of them. There's one out here on the West Coast at 7921 South Menlo Drive. That's in the hood in South Central L.A. And we're there every Sunday, every third Sunday of the month.
Okay.
That's the Yahweh House of God. And in New York, we are at the AME Zion Church, the Greater Hood Memorial AME Zion Church. That's 160 West 146th Street.
Oh, we're in there.
that's uptown in Harlem, 146
yeah.
between 7th and Lenox.
we're in there.
Yeah, and that's every Thursday at 7 p.m.
And where's the other one at, the third one?
Down in there's one in Oakland. There's the Crossover Church in Tampa. You know, there are about 60 hip-hop churches around the country now.
Really?
There's one in Chicago. I know of many. Yeah, I've heard that they're up to about 60, maybe more. I mean, it's not a thing where you have to call Curtis Blow or anything to start a hip-hop church. You can do it on your own. It's God's ministry. It's not my ministry.
Right.
You know, I just dropped it in my lap and said, do it, yeah. But I'm not trying to claim it, you know, because I can't claim what is God.
Right.
And I just want to see people just praise God. That's my bottom line. We are fishes of men. That's the bottom line.
Yes, definitely.
I'm not too concerned about where the money go. Where the money at?
And that's another thing about churches, too, that you know, like, I definitely believe in God. I have an excellent relationship with him. But, again, like, there was a church that I joined, which was an AME Zion church, and I think what turned me off was, like, the pastor coming on saying that he doesn't you know, like people that are of lesbianism or homosexuality, of course they're welcome, but I mean, not really welcomed per se, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's not what God would say. He wouldn't care. He wouldn't care about any of that. Whether you
are. You got to repent. You got to
repent
somewhere.
The doors for the church are open for everybody.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be.
Everyone is welcome,
regardless
of what you do.
Yeah,
you know, so that's one thing I hate about the church. But I do want to touch on the King Holiday song that you co-coordinated with.
My greatest production.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I saw an interview where you said that Dexter Scott King, who sounds just like his father, called, and you thought it was a joke because you, like, thought somebody was playing with you. So you hung up on him. Is that true?
Yeah, he called back a couple of times.
Wow.
Dexter Scott King, is it Curtis?
Hello, Curtis. This is Dexter Scott King, and I'm calling on behalf of the Martin Luther King Foundation, and I want you to make a record about my father.
Yeah, right. He called back and we got it together, and that was the biggest and greatest achievement of my life.
Wow.
Other than my children and my son going to Stanford.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Yeah, I mean, to this day, I still sing the song like it's brand new, especially when the King Holiday comes out. That's the first song that comes to my mind, you know, because it involves so many people, and not just like African Americans, but you also have Menudo, you know what I mean, on there. I thought that was really big. You had hip hop and R&B together. Stephanie Mills, L. DeBarge, Tina Marie, Run DMC, the Fat Boys. And it was all paid for by Prince. Were people giving you a hard time about the video? Like, did you find it like no one wanted to pick it up or pay for it? Is that why Prince came out of his pocket?
No, he immediately did it. I don't know. I guess that was I didn't have anything to do with that part. That was more of Dexter did that, him and the other producer Philip Jones, and all I knew is that hey, we're gonna shoot a video, we're getting ready to make it happen, so we gotta come down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Prince is gonna pay for it. Right.
Prince is the man. Prince is the man. It's funny about that King Holiday record. Nadine is absolutely 100% telling the truth, man. That King Holiday record, but on Martin Luther King's birthday, it to me, it's the first record that comes to mind, even before Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's
and you know, there's the most incredible story about that, about Whitney Houston. See, mm-hmm. I recorded mm-hmm. Whitney when she was singing her parts on that song.
Right.
Right? I had Whitney come from Jersey over to New York because I was friends with her auntie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Thelma Houston.
Sissy
mm-hmm. Houston is her mom. But I know her mom, too. But anyway, so we got Whitney to sing on the song. So when Whitney came to the studio, I'm there behind the big board and everything, and she's behind the mic. So she blew the speakers. She knocked the speakers out, right?
Wow.
She hit a note that blew the speakers out. And
wow.
And I'm sitting there with the engineers, right, and the other producers and Dexter and everybody. I'm saying, look. That note is irreplaceable. And the engineers are telling me, but it's distorted. You can't use it. She got to do it again. I said, no, I want to keep that. That's a great.
Yeah.
She hit it and blew the speakers off, right? So I kept it. I said, I love it. And then they said, Whitney, what do you think? She said, Curtis, what do you think? I said, Whitney, you know, I love it. She said, it's a keeper.
Mm.
And we kept it. And if you listen to the song or watch the video, when she sings her high note, let it shine, let it, woo, all of that part, that it's still distorted to this day.
Mm.
It's distorted on the top end when she hits the high note.
Right, right.
But I kept it because it was Whitney Houston hitting a note that was right on, and she gave her heart and blew it away first take. No, it's a wrap.
yeah. She was definitely blessed, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
She definitely. What a talented singer. What a talented,
amazing.
strong, God
touched her. He touched her vocal cords like no other. Right? You know what I mean? Like,
surroundings. I mean, for Sissy Houston to be her mom. I mean, that in itself is a blessing. Cause Sissy Houston.
Yeah.
Like
Dionne Warwick
of gospel school.
Right.
She is it. You know what I mean? She was holding it.
And Thelma Houston was no joke either.
Exactly.
Right,
they had strong voices. Very, very strong voices. And I think Whitney was the strongest voice I ever recorded.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah.
I think I ever heard. I think so. In the history of female vocalists.
Mm.
Right.
Possibly, ranked top three of the strongest. For sure.
Listen, Curtis, I know you're busy. We want to thank you for everything. Just not even for calling. You know what I mean? But for everything, man, everything. And, you know, as an MC myself, I owe everything to you. You know what I mean? Like this, just the opportunity. I just want to thank you. I want to thank Mercury. I don't want to thank none of that. I want to thank you, brother, because you're the one that got that for us. You know what I mean?
We need to all thank God, then. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's without saying. That's without saying.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I thank you. I thank you for thanking me.
So check it out. Before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question, everybody. And this is big. That we're asking you, I'm very interested to hear this answer. Your top three MCs of all time, top three hip-hop groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time.
Top three MCs. Melly Mel.
Right.
Rakim.
Right.
And Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Now your top three hip-hop groups,
The Furious Five, Run DMC, and NWA.
Wow, all right. Now your top three producers all time.
Me? I gotta do something.
Yeah. I mean, nobody can argue that though.
Dr. Dre.
Mm.
and I don't know who's happening right now. I just throw Premier out there.
All right, yeah, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with him. Can't go wrong. Well, once again, we want to thank you for calling. Please hold the line because we want to get a drop from you. And
okay,
look, man, Six Man Radio, you already know, man. Curtis Blow is on the line. That's it. We'll be right back after this, y'all.
Neighborhood, watch leader, close the drapes up, make the tape duck, take a face. face up. I fuck with more powder than makeup. Get a face up, you go have a party for the brother. 2 minutes, but I feel sorry for your mother. I kill like the greats did. Had to stay big for stabbing little Nate.
He was only 8,
but I hate kids. And all cats think they experts, but yo, when my text works, death spurts. Wet heart and cancer. Why?
Let's get it on, baby, cause I'm ready to start. Take the locks off the cage, cause I'm ready to bark. And niggas don't know when it's on. Niggas don't go when it's on. Motherfuckers, mad drunks, you know they feeling it. I'm giving it to niggas, got them thinking that they feel it. I hear that, but don't go near that. You better fear that. You was the one that had the house with the pool. Right where that.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, man. Along my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle, what's good, Nate?
Yeah, just chilling, Seed. Just enjoying the evening. Ooh, yeah. Curtis Bow interview was incredible. Oh man, crazy. I hope y'all was listening because this is dropping all kinds of historic facts.
Word
about hip hop. Oh my God.
Just
incredible.
Shout out to him.
Craziness.
Shout out to him. But you know what? Moving, we got to move along. Because moving right along, though, you know, we got DJ Scratch on the way. Now, check it out. What I'm going to do, I need to stop this real quick. Because I need for y'all to understand what's about to happen.
Okay. All right.
Now, DJ Scratch is, to me, one of my top five producers of all time, hip hop. I'm
going
to show y'all why right now. I'm going to get into a couple of joints that he produced that you might not know that he produced, or you might not have even heard. I just was digging, you know what I'm saying, looking for joints. You know what I mean? That he produced.
Yeah.
Incredible. And he's also the DJ for EPMD. If you don't know, like he, man, look, I'm just gonna start, yo. Every joint you hear before his interview, he produced. So I just need for y'all to know that every joint that I play from now until his interview, he produced. All right,
let him know.
All right, yo, we gonna start it with LL Cool J, Ill Bomb. It's crazy. Let's get it.
Out, sweat your tracks out, blow out your weed. You wake up in the morning to a
sound. Case the bell sound for the second round. Some of these old cats is funny. Fuck who's legendary. I'm trying to get this money. Drop a bomb on them and pour Dom on them. Soon as the track come on, I transform on them. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system. Short life flash, you can't miss them. Listen.
It feels good being back on my bullshit, nigga. I bullshit you not. Let's make a movie about it now.
Yeah. I think y'all gonna need to get some popcorn and some nachos and cheese and frankfurters for this one.
Yeah. Look, see, if I was Scarface, I'd act a fool, nigga. I'd probably kill Manny if he fucked my sister too, nigga. Real live gangster shit, no gimmicks. I repeatedly told a nigga family was off limits back in the days when I would let the nigga in my houses and would've killed Mickey Barnes if I knew he'd snitch on all the councilmen. If I was Wayne Perry, I'd put your body in a cooler, especially if you gave me up after being your main shooter. Frank Lucas ran an enterprise, engineering was structural. 100 million a year, the profit margin was wonderful. Swimming in that bread, see the diamonds we had was colorful. He should've killed his cousin for snitching, he knew he was dysfunctional. Aw, oh, man, I tell niggas every time, and I'm so grateful that none of them situations is mine. Cause after I finish killing them niggas, then bouncing a hoopty, I'm right about them niggas and put their ass in a movie. La, la, la.
Yeah, la, Uncle Murder, Bust the Rhyme. And we got a lot of shit in the streets, Murder.
La,
and I like to see how you back on your bullshit too, nigga.
La,
a lot of situations transpire out here. We need to just write some shit in the movie script to make movies out of this shit.
I be feeling like Marlo when I get a nigga hit up. When I hit a nigga myself, I feel like Bishop. Old dog said kill Kane, that's how I feel. He was acting like a bitch when the China man got killed.
He was shook.
And he ain't worn ride for his cousin. If niggas ain't making, he wouldn't have did nothing. He be having flashbacks of looking down the barrel when the crib like, damn, niggas killed my cousin Harold.
Crying in jail.
And he paid it for, A was a sucker. I don't respect him, he ain't love him, it's like a brother.
A was soft.
In the park, why he ain't kill Rico? Instead he lined him up and gave him up to the people.
Suck him up.
Remember Fresh, the low Spanish nigga who wouldn't shut up. I knew he was gonna get killed, he talked too much. Compared to my life, the movies is average. Make a movie on me, guarantee street classics.
Hey honey, I wanna let you know, this is what you do.
I just get turned away.
In the game cause I'm missing you so much as I envision the way we used to be kissing in your mama's kitchen. You're bitching about how late I stay out and how I hang out.
I just get carried away.
You used to tell me that it's bound to play out. The party and the smoking at the homeboy's house. You come by the studio, I cut your ass out. And if you come by the club, I brush your ass out. A nigga was trippin', cause now you've been tippin' and my life is so different. Calling you, paging you with no get back. Somebody gon' hit that.
I just can't get away.
Now I'm living in misery. I got 100 bitches, but they don't mean shit to me. My pimp buddy's headed to get me eventually. The pimp to me, you're simply crippling me.
I get carried away sometimes. Yes, I do, honey.
DJ Scratch, you done had the delivery man bring the milk, nigga?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it feel like the conglomerate is getting so much stronger. So much fucking stronger.
Shit, I already crawled.
Sound like a
American Gangster theme music. Bust a bust, nigga.
Yo, yo, yo. I know you niggas miss me. I've been in the crib sipping imported whiskey. Now quiet, nigga, I ain't hearing you. Enjoying you making a fool out of yourself in my home theater, nigga, the motor mayor. When I get hungry, you find another target, nigga. The situation is scarier. Back on my bullshit, nigga, just a little. Like I'm back on the corner where the bundle hustle and nickels. Valuable pronunciation, cause I am the nicest. Gotta spend coke prices fluctuating. Most of you are pathetic. Abnormal, rare species. Nigga, pizza, irregular genetics. Lyrical calisthenics. So profound and locking many towns. Detrimental, not giving my credit. This is the raw uncut. Ain't no need to edit, cause if there's an issue, nigga, too late. I already said it. Bullets are hanging, niggas looking foreign. Shots flying at the singer, niggas like some kind of Agent Orange. My finger left you like you in a harness. Coming through the building, milking your creamy nickname, a nigga Porridge.
Yo, the situation gets more dangerous as you're hearing the sound get quiet. Swear you're finding yourself falling into a slow sleep, nigga, and anything is getting selfish. Better learn how to dodge bullets, cause you're coming with an arsenal closet worse than Tony, nigga. And if my bullet whips past, he'd bubble your skin. The next one got your name on it for me,
rocking
nigga.
Rocking the ref style leather at the dice game in the rain. Quarterback and my daughter holding my hat. Throw the dice, honey, I'm not influencing her. But she know what dad get down in the street. He used to doing stuff, fly fabric always. The hallways is four ways to get in. The lobby and the portage, we ran for my money like them whiteys. But still stand over the stove. We in the projects with the krills living grown. I'm a tax for your hater. A true sprayer, run up in the building, makeup on, wearing kilts, rocking avias. Tech on my neck, homie, I'm starving. Only no leg shots is weak. Head shots is charming. M5 color, cocoa butter, that's wifey's. I bought it to the baby shower with the icy. I'm a fisher, a shark swimming nigga with his fist up. You see the sprinkles on the dashboard, it's official. Your rap is just degrading. Niggas stay away from the hill. We get real in here, you all contaminated. Yeah, you niggas is pussy. Watch the Matrix, decapitate the A-heads. Roll out a stolen car in front of Macy's.
Yo, the situation gets more dangerous as you're hearing the sound get quiet.
DJ Scratch, this how you want me to set it, homie?
Hope you're ready to march, niggas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back with gargantuan rap, detour. I hope somebody quickly call up a doctor, go get a medic. Somebody about to get it, find an intersection. Oh shit, nigga, going insane, motherfucker. About to rupture your cell membrane. Check the propane, bitch, the foul cocaine, little nigga. Type of shit that you can't contain. Fueling with octane. Light another fire, nigga. Take them high, killer. Ignite another flame. Oh, sorry, I think it's time to retire, little lame. Look, okay, it don't matter, cause I'm the one to blame. Starting to act strange, facing every challenge. Shit. Incredible Hulk, chemical imbalance. Bitch. Oh my gosh, oh my god. I'ma bang you all in your head and sing like Al DeLarge.
C-K-S-E-R-M-O-N, I'm Darkin. Back a max 10 more minutes, and I wreck the whole damn set. Smash.
Yeah.
You ain't seen shit, yeah, it's a fact. A black 9 miller's what I pack in the front of my waist. Right next to my bones, I can safety. For the suckers that hate me, I haven't had to buff a couple of rounds lately. I hope not. It's no fun getting shot, cause when I caught, I ain't straight for the knock. I won't miss. I have a stroke, no joke, and you should hope. I just thought here was like broke. Mass destruction when I start crushing and busting. Ducking seas, I'm bum rushing. Flip with the trick, cause my flow's a grip. Real deal, across the back, still shit stick. I'm not dumb, so walk the street to catch the spraying by a punk chump as fuck. Who dares to jump by the hour? I push power like Hiroshima, got dropped on by US. Hey, and like Kinda, I managed to damage equal without a sequel. This is for my people.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's the six-man radio, that adult contemporary hip-hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
You are now listening to the six-man radio. You are now listening
to six-man radio.
the home of adult contemporary hip-hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. I got my special co-host for tonight, Tammy. She's in the building. What's good, Tam?
Hey, Seed. Hey, guys. Glad to be here tonight.
Yeah, man. We got a special guest on the line. I'm real honored to have him on the show. He really need no introduction. Scratch. DJ Scratch. What's good, brother?
All right. What's going on? What's popping? How you doing, Tammy? Hey.
Hello, Scratch. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
All right.
Yeah, man, yeah. Like I said, y'all, it's an honor. Thank you for taking the time out. I've been a fan for a long time, yo. We're gonna touch on the production side in a minute. A lot of people might not even know the crack that you cooked for them. You know what I'm saying? They might not even know that you actually did that. You know, but we're gonna start with the DJ side, cause that's a real fundamental point of hip hop. And you know, the kids now, they don't really get that. They hear it, but they don't really get that. Take it back. Like, what made you want to even jump into the DJ arena in the first place? Who inspired you?
Well, I was inspired by, you know, my older brothers, you know, in the mid-70s, because that was a new thing. You know, the DJing thing was a new thing that the teenagers did, that the kids did, because it was, you know, it was no video games out at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, just me being a little brother, you're gonna get in your older brother's shit. You know what I mean? You when they leave out the house, you're gonna, you know, fuck with his music or whatever, his toys, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, they should go to the Bronx and just the Harlem uptown to the jams and all of that, and they would come back with tapes. You know, they would record this shit, you know, on their box and shit. And it'd be tapes with Grandmaster Flash, the Herculoid, so on and so forth. And I used to hear those tapes, and I just kept hearing Grandmaster Flash, Grandmaster Flash, Grandmaster Flash. And just hearing how he was catching the records. And then I was just like, I wanted to do that. And it basically just became a passion from that point on.
And it's bugged out because not only was the cutting on point, you was involved in the battles. You know what I mean? The champion, what was it? The New Music Seminar joint.
Yeah, New Music Seminar, yeah, 1988.
Wow. You know what I mean? And the thing that trips me out that the kids don't even really know about is the tricks. The tricks. Like when you watch these battles, think Juice. You know what I'm saying, but to a different level, because Juice, you know, it's the flick. You was in Juice too. You was in the movie.
Yeah, I was doing Q's part, Omar Epps' part. That was me when he was cutting part me up. I was basically the DJ stuntman, because I was supposed to battle him in the movie, but I was on tour, so I couldn't film it.
Yeah,
and so they asked me, could I do his part? And cut pumped me up, so I did that.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, because it was the whole Friday the 13th, I'm going to play Jason. Yo, I wish we could show it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sam would go there, but it was crazy. He would go there below the turntables and come up with the Jason hockey mask.
Jason mask on, yeah.
Yeah, cutting up Friday the 13th. I'm gonna play Jay. It was crazy. You know what I mean? And it was what was it? It was a lot of other tricks you came up with too, because you was the inventor of these things.
Yeah. I definitely invented a lot of the stuff that the turntableist community do today. Even though I'm not acknowledged for it, but a lot of the stuff that they do, I created in my bedroom. You know what I mean? And like a lot of this, you know, all of the stuff I've ever done, you know, when I was doing these tricks and coming up with these tricks, there was no DJ schools, there was no DJ tutorial, you know, VHS tapes and, you know, none of that. So everything was just from my imagination. I didn't have toys or anything like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, so I just had a vivid imagination. And yeah. I just wanted to do things different than other DJs. If I see a DJ, you know, try to come behind his back, I wanted to put my actual back on the crossfade and just take it to a whole nother level.
Right. Because you was changing clothes and shit too, like it was crazy.
I would catch the record, keep catching the record back and forth, strip after strip, strip down in my boxes at the same time. Just all different types of shit. I put my dick on the record and cut with it. Just doing all types of shit.
Oh wow.
Doing all types of shit. Like I would cut, be doing a routine with a shirt, turn the shirt around backwards and then turn it back around the right way. Just all different types of shit. Just, you know, just visual. A lot of visual shit for the stage.
Yeah. So
do you feel like with today's technology? I'm sorry. Go ahead, see.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Scratch, do you feel like with today's technology, do you feel the art and creativity of DJing is still pure? Do you feel like it's dying out?
Well, I think, for the DJs who were doing this, who had a passion for it, they still do it. Mm-hmm. The ones who were doing it, the ones who didn't have the passion are the ones who, you know, who do everything for the convenience of it. The technology makes it very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of DJs got more on vinyl because there was nothing else but vinyl. When the CD turntables came out, they sold their vinyl and got CD turntables. And the technology, the CD turntable was made to be two turntables and one CD turntable. That's what it was made for when they made it. It's supposed to be an addition to two turntables, so you can scratch a CD. You can play a CD and rub it in just like how you would be playing vinyl.
Right.
Like, you know,
right.
A song that's not a song that was never on vinyl, or, you know,
right.
This original song that you made and you pressed it on CD, you burnt it on CD, and you wanted to be able to play it just like how you play in turntables. So you're supposed to have one. And then some DJ said, you know what, I'm going to get two of these and just DJ with these. And, you know, and it just became them DJing for the convenience.
Yeah.
You know, for
right.
Convenience, and not for the passion. Not for the skill of it, not for the growth of your craft. So that's the answer to that shit.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Is the from winning the battles, is that how you linked up with EPMD? Because you was also, now EPMD, Jesus Christ, B, like that's definitely one of the top three hip hop groups all time. You know what I mean? And you, I think you came on second album because Kayla Boss was on the first joint.
Yeah, I was actually DJing. I was actually DJing for them on the first album.
What?
Way before they even started making the second album, because they had two DJs before me. They had Diamond J first, and then Kayla Boss. So they got rid of two DJs on the first album within the first 3 months.
Yeah.
So I started DJing. I started DJing for EPMD like 3 months into that. 3 months since Strictly Business came out.
All right. Yeah, that's crazy. Cause then that's when we started getting the taste of the production.
Starting on the second album.
Yeah,
but Jam Master Jay is the one that brought me to EPMD.
Yeah.
Oh.
He brought me to EPMD because I was touring with Run DMC before I got with EPMD. I was on tour in Europe, Australia, and Japan, opening up for Run DMC. And when we came home from tour, you know, Jay called me. He was like, yo, they got an EPMD show in Jersey. Do you want to go? So I'm like, cool. So he came and scooped me up, seen it, and I had a DJ there. And he was like, yo, take my man Scratch out on the road, because their DJ wasn't there. They had a big Reel to Reel on the stage. They had no DJ. And they, a big Reel to Reel, and their security was pressing start and play, you know, running the show and shit.
Yeah, wow.
So Jay was like, yo, y'all should take my man Scratch out. He just won the battle. It was like, nah, we don't want no more DJs. We just went through two DJs. So he was like, nah, just take him as a favor for me. Take him out on the road for a week. If you don't like him, send him home.
Yeah.
So they agreed. They couldn't say no to Jay because Jay let EPMD stay on their tour bus when they didn't have a tour bus.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? So they agreed, and I did the first show with them, and they ain't let me go since.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
That's dope. Because then we started getting into the production on the second album. It's crazy because the production credits are insane. Ill Bomb for the LL record, crazy. Crazy. That's one of the craziest beats ever. And I'm going to tell you, Scratch, the Wheel of Fortune beat for Busta, Jesus Christ. What was going on over there, brother? What was going on over there? I just play the instrumental sometimes. Sometimes I just want to hear that beat. Like, it's crazy. It's bananas. And then the thing that I like about the production style is that it's not really one particular... Before, with Busta, you pretty much cultivated the flip mode sound. You know what I mean?
I created the flip mode sound.
Yeah, pretty much. All the intros and all of that to all of the records and then the big records and then you feel me, like the interlude joints and all that, the glue that tied everything together on the flip mode albums. You know what I mean? But it's crazy how it's different styles because the New York shit, that don't sound nothing like Wheel of Fortune. You know what I mean?
I'm a versatile producer. You know what I mean? Like I have a signature style. I was blessed to have a signature sound. You know what I mean? Like a lot of producers don't get that blessing to have a signature sound. But my signature sound is the heavy bass lines and the hard ass drums. You know what I mean? That's my signature sound. But if I need to make a single or if I need to make something eclectic, I can. Like I always took producing the same way as my format because I believe a DJ should be able to scratch with both hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Be able to scratch and, you know, do a couple of tricks. You ain't gotta do as much shit as myself, but you should be able to do a little bit of everything.
Right.
So I took that same approach to producing. So if I wanted to make a pop record, I can. If I wanted to make some underground gritty shit, I can. If I wanted to make some laid back smooth shit, I can. If I wanted to do some R&B shit, I can. So, like, the New York shit beat was, like, over 20 years old. I gave that beat to EPMD when I first got down with them.
Get out of here.
Yeah, like, that's, that was just, you know, that was a break that I used to cut up.
Yeah.
And so when they were working on Unfinished Business, I came in with that beat and a couple other beats. They didn't like that one because at the time, EPMD was sampling funk records, like, you know, Parliament funk.
Yeah.
Not James Brown funk, but, you know, Parliament funk, you know what I mean? So they were on that type of shit, Atomic Dog, so it wasn't that smooth joint, it wasn't feeling it. It wasn't into that type of shit.
Right.
So 20 years later, I gave that shit to Busta.
It was crazy, too. Word up. It doesn't even sound like it was 20 years old, though. You know what I mean? That's
if a record is good, man, if a record is good, it's timeless, man. If a beat is, like, certain beats are just timeless, man. Plus, on top of that, it's like, And no matter how old a beat is, it's new if you never heard it before.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Scratch, I want to ask you about something. I came across your site recently. ScratchVision.com is a hot site. I actually made a profile on there, too, tonight. I saw on there you're going to be making an appearance on Chrissy and Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I'll be on there this Monday, I think. If episode, yeah, they said I'm on episode 5. Yes, I'm making a little cameo appearance up there.
All right. That's hot. Can we get a little teaser of what's going on, or do we just have to wait?
Nah, you just gotta wait. But it's just a little quick something up there, you know. But
okay.
Nah, that's what's up. We definitely gonna be watching that. Scratch.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
I know you busy. We gonna let you go, but before we let you go, all of our guests, we ask them the same question. They top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, top three producers all time.
Okay. Top three MCs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, and Kool G Rap.
Wow.
That was fast.
All right. Top three groups. All time.
Top three groups all time. I would have to say, I'm gonna go to the beginning. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna say the Cold Crush.
Right.
Okay.
Cold Crush. The Mastodon Committee.
Wow! The Force MCs.
The Force MCs are the Force MDs. They were rappers before they started singing, before they turned into an R&B group.
All right. Top three producers all time.
Top three producers of all time. Yeah. Marley Marl, and let me just state that Marley Marl is the greatest producer, hip hop producer of all time. Marley Marl.
All right.
DJ Premier.
All right.
And Dr. Dre.
Cool.
If you match that list. Yes, sir.
I'm only playing. That was a joke. That was a joke. Marley Marl.
Uh-huh.
Which is the greatest hip hop producer of all time?
Uh-huh.
DJ Premier and
T-Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Dre's in the top five though somewhere.
Yeah, if it's
somewhere.
Top five, yeah, you gotta put Dre in.
Yeah, I appreciate Dre in there. All right, that's cool. Scratch, mm-hmm. We appreciate it, man. You already know you got a home here, Six Man Radio. Appreciate it, definitely,
thank you,
bro.
Thank you.
Yes, it was a pleasure talking to you, Scratch.
All right, thank you, y'all. Salute.
Word up. And don't hang up. I want to get a drop real quick, too. Six Man
All
Radio,
right.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope, man. Shout out to DJ Scratch. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Yo, that was so big because, yo, man, yo, I'm such a big fan of DJ Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, man. Shout out to Tammy, too, from PD Radio for holding down the interview with me.
Definitely.
Let's get up out of here, Nate.
Another great show. About to bounce up out of here.
Yeah, man, shout out to Curtis Blow. Thank you to him, you know. This is beautiful, man. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. We're going to see y'all next week. Also, make sure y'all check out all the other shows that we got popping on Six Man Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights, we got TV Radio.
That's right.
With Tammy and my dude, Black. Black is also ill. He does, like, the individual sites or whatever. Go check us out at sixmanradio.site40.net. And check out all the archives. And you know, Black did that. Shout out to him. Wednesdays is Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy.
That's right.
You know, shout to her. You know, holding it down. You know, shout to her. Shout to
and
her.
On Thursdays, yeah, you know I mean, we got the wood shot.
Yeah. On Thursday, we got the wood shot with Cobra.
That's right.
Shout to her. Shout to her. Shout to Sister Cobra. Shout to her.
So official.
Yeah.
So official.
Shout to her. And on Friday, we got FCMI report. FCMI radio, actually, with Brother GMS. Shout to him. Sunday night, well, not even every Sunday though, because it's so dope that we can't even give y'all, we can't even give it to y'all every Sunday. We gotta give it to y'all every other Sunday.
That's right.
We got Bodega Fresh with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle, Sister Nadine Michelle.
Thank you, I'm just wiping myself down. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Shout to her. Shout to her. Wipe her down. Shout to her.
Oh, hip hop.
Yo, we getting up out of here. You already know. See y'all next week. You know what? Let's get out of here with some Tribe, man. Lyrics to go.
All right, yeah. Here we go. All
right, let's get it. Peace, y'all. Y'all be good.
Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
The rhythmic variation. Waking in the morning, out to represent the nation. When I seek a nation, please don't make the deviation. Rebels of the party who create the just sensation. Mind is a pit of different information. Microphone is on, so I call communication. Vogel at the party, then you got the vogelation. Capitate the fool show as if my name is Jason. Making all the fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up the beat with the mic and it's over. Try to impress me on the run for whatever. Try the tribulations that we have to endeavor. Rubbers on my feeler with the letter to the better. If you see your shorty that you like, then your sweater. Silly with the microphone, in other words, I'm loco. 6'0" with my high complexion toco. Representing on the mic, it seems to be my daily. I could do a split and turn around like Evan Neely. But when it comes to days like this, I got lyrics to go.
I know it's been 2 years, but see the job was never falling. Would have tried for singing, but that stuff was not my calling. The mic is in effect, so you know I'm never stalling. Walking through the door and all them suckers started hauling. Talk a lot of trash, but no one could seem to beat it. Pull out your microphone and watch the Pfeiffer make you eat it. The MCs, they get jelly when the girlies on my belly. Kick a slow dance like my brother R. Kelly. Today's a hip-hop draft, will I be top seeded? Work too freaking hard while all the rest were getting weeded. Steady kicking down so I could reach that other level. Don't worry about getting gas, I push the pedal to the metal. Always wanted this, cause it surely beats the scramble. I'm Jordan with the mic, wanna gamble? This I dedicate to all the honeys that be bubbling. Cause at the end of the night, you know Malik will have his Trojan. But when it comes to nights like this, I got lyrics to go.
This should be played at high volume.
Six-man radio.